Hey, I'm Sammy.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Neff. And today we're going to play taglines. Yeah. I've got a list of company slogans and taglines and such. I'm going to read them out and you two get to guess who they are associated with.
I love it. Wait.
Okay. All right.
Or I guess I should say I'm loving it.
No. Wow.
Well, how that is not on there, so good job.
Plus 1 point. First of all, how is everybody?
Well, I'm sitting in the dark.
I'm sitting in a closet.
Listen, it is 2025.
Yes, and I don't have power, so I'm sitting in the corner of a basement with no lights on.
When did the power go out?
Like half an hour ago.
Damn.
Yeah, apparently some squirrels got into a transformer.
Oh, I thought it was because of the bad windstorm we're having.
Them's goody. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
Speaking of good Edens.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, we've already covered that one.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Fine, have it your way.
God.
That's also not on here. What is on here is this hungry, is why wait?
Oh, wait.
Did we ever have a captain? That is Snickers, yes. A lot of these will be from the 90s, but not all of them.
Sweet.
Surprise, surprise.
Ness's Nostalgia Corner.
Yeah. This one's from 1920. America's building toy.
Lego? Or Lego. Lincoln Logs?
Oh.
Lincoln Logs, correct. Lego yeah. came much later.
Yeah, Lego's Swedish anyway.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Lego is play well. Dutch. Yes.
Oh, Dutch. Sorry, it's Dutch, but it means play well.
Wow. I used to play with Lincoln Logs all the time.
They Me too. Fun. They made the perfect little bases for your action figures.
Yeah.
I always made like the same like square. It just like made a tower.
Yeah. Naturally. You gotta leave windows and doors though.
I was never good at that kind of stuff.
You're bad at leaving holes?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on from that, where's the beef?
Wendy's.
Arby's. Fuck.
It was Wendy's.
That was like in the 70s, right? The old lady?
I don't...
70s, 80s, around there, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, where's the beef? 80s, for sure. Well, could have been late 70s.
Yeah, it's one of those things that just kind of kept going even after it stopped. What's up?
Oh.
I was going to give Sammy, it's Budweiser, yeah.
It is Budweiser, yeah. Those...
Don't you take...
Parodied in... What is that movie? Okay. Scary Movie?
I wasn't taking pity on you, Sam. I was being a good co-host because we're all talking over each other, and I was like, one of us needs to back off because otherwise people are going to be like, oh my god, none of the three of them can shut the fuck up. So I was trying to
Well, that's, I mean, fits the whole theme of a podcast, I guess.
It is true.
Yeah. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Life alert.
No.
Wow.
Life Alert was the product. The company is Life Call.
Oh, you are such a bitch.
Yeah, that's a bitch move.
Yeah, I got to keep this interesting somehow.
I guess, to be fair, you did say that we have to guess the companies, so okay,
you
fine.
You did say.
I want my baby back ribs.
I want my baby back. Oh, The Office.
I think somebody said Chili's.
I feel like that was Alex, because... we both started singing it at different times.
I very poorly sang it, and Sammy sang it pitch perfect, so there you go.
Do you remember who actually sang that?
No.
Had to be a bass, because the end is like, barbecue sauce.
It was NSYNC. NSYNC sang the Chili's song. What? Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Wow. Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
I got a request. I feel like they have to sing that on their comeback tour.
Are they going to have a comeback tour? I thought the other four were like distancing themselves from Timberlake.
I thought so. Didn't they released a new song?
Oh, I did
this
not know
a little
that.
While
did they?
Ago. Yeah, this is a little while ago at this point. But
okay. So somebody's got bills to pay.
Oh my God.
Well, it's not Joey Fatone, because he's doing Hallmark movies now, so it's got to be one of the others.
Oh, God. No, that's definitely a stable job.
I'll look it up while you guys, while we all play.
Okay.
The Fun Machine. I'd never heard this one either.
Well, my first thought was like Peloton, but then like we would know that. So I'm going to go with Bowflex.
Nah. This is the Nintendo 64.
What?
Nintendo 64. Interesting.
Apparently, yeah.
How did a bunch of gamer nerds not know that was the slogan?
Yeah, I just picture that kid getting one on Christmas whenever I think of Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
This one's going to be a race. You've got mail.
AOL.
Yeah. I thought somebody would say the movie, but nah.
Sleepless in Tacoma.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's a double statement mint gum. Of the great mint and double mint gum.
But the company...
is Wrigley's.
Is also double mint gum.
Wait, is it really?
Or is it? I don't know.
I thought it was Wrigley's.
It didn't list it on the site I saw, so you could be right.
Double mint gum.
Sam's just going to Google everything.
Yeah, that's okay. We need a fact checker.
I love it.
Company. I Googled double mint gum company, and all that comes up are pictures of Bloodsport.
What?
That was like layers of meme. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
That was.
I'm sure there's somebody out there who will get that joke.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It is Wrigley's.
Wrigley's. Okay. That makes sense.
Fair enough. Along the same lines. Yeah. The Fresh Maker.
Mentos.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But
or somebody fucks up and then takes them in and everything's okay.
who's the company though? I'm gonna say Mars. I don't know.
Mentos could be a company. I don't know.
No, I think it's also another thing like Double Mint where it's owned by someone.
Maybe it's Wrigley's.
No, it's I'm picturing the red and white logo.
Oh, it is Mentos.
It is its own?
Yeah, us.mentos.com.
It's not just Mentos. Wait. They are owned by the Italian Dutch company Perfetti Von Mel. I knew it was the weird logo.
Oh yeah, everybody knows that company.
Shut up. I hate you.
Who had Mentos, however? Because Perfetti Von Mel was formed in 2001 through the merger of Italy's Perfetti Spa and Netherlands Van Mel BV.
Interesting.
Oh, Van Mel. The Mentos brand itself was created in 1932 by Van Mel.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Wow. That's cool. They're also so Dutch.
You're still right.
Not entirely.
No.
I mean, like, I did right. say the red and white logo, which the Van Mel is the red and white logo. Perfetti is blue and white, but I wasn't totally right.
Nah. It's owned by Perfetti Van Mel.
I try to avoid the ones that have the name in the slogan because obviously.
Yeah.
I did have some. I'm going to leave the word blank. And the slogan is blank is the word. And it is not bird.
Damn. Greece.
Wow. I actually have no idea.
I don't either.
I believe all three of us would have interacted with these at some point. I know I had quite a few.
Webster's Dictionary. I don't know.
What kind of dorks do you think we are?
Is the word. And we
the
all
kind of dorks
school.
That would have a bunch of dictionaries.
I did have a bunch of encyclopedias back when those were a thing. So.
See? The answer is Pogs.
Oh!
Heck
yeah! I used to love me some Pogs.
Especially Slammers. Everybody had Slammers.
Oh yeah.
Have you taken the coin out of your Transformers dice and felt it yet? It feels almost like a slammer. It's heavy.
I have not. I was debating whether or not I was going to open it at all, since I haven't had any reason to roll dice, and it looks nice on a shelf, but I probably will.
Oh, it's definitely an unopened package, and I definitely didn't take the D2 out coin.
Oh, okay. Well, that just makes I very rarely keep things in the pack. I think I have like one Transformer that's still in its package, and that's because it's an older one and would actually lose money if I opened it. So.
Gotcha.
Right, right.
And I have other copies of it. Where was I? Have you had your fun today?
Fun dip?
Have you had your fun today? It implies, it's, think mobility. Something you have fun with while mobile.
Jet skis.
Hold on. Wait. Skip it.
No. I thought you were telling me to skip the slogan at first, but no. It's not the thing you jump over. This was the 80s slogan for the Game Boy.
Oh, really?
Huh.
Yeah.
Why do we keep failing all the Nintendo ones?
Because our parents bought them for us.
That's true.
We were true. Yeah, like...
Plus, we were 3 in the 80s, so...
Hey, we were 6 and 7 when the 80s ended, okay?
I realized, like, I got my first Nintendo not when it came out, but, you know, when I was old enough to play. That was, like, weird in my memory. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember when Nintendo came out, but we would have been too young.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I remember my aunt having a original Nintendo.
It would still have been modern, like, when we played it, you know, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Especially because Moore's Law, things back then didn't advance as quickly as they do now. So, like...
Oh, what a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember getting the Super Nintendo when it came out.
Heck yeah.
See, I was always weird when I had a Genesis, not a Super Nintendo.
I think we had... both, because mom's house, I remember having an SNES, and then at dad's, we had a Genesis. We also had an Atari at dad's. It was kind of cool to get to play that.
Yeah, so the very first... Yeah. I'm pretty sure all of us have played the Atari. Yeah.
I even had the 2600.
ET. You had ET.
That's right, I remember you mentioning that. Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. People think that's worth something because of all the hullabaloo, but it's really not. You can buy it for super cheap. Just because there was a bunch dumped really in a landfill doesn't mean there weren't a bunch more.
Yeah.
that was just a spiteful move, not a...
Yeah. What happens here stays here.
Vegas. Wait.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
I was just shocked that this is an official slogan. I thought it was just a thing people said.
No,
it was something they made up.
It came from the commercials that the tourism board had in like the 90s or early 2000s. It was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Vegas, come here and do dirty things.
I mean, prostitution's legal there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friends and
I. There was a whole TV show about it.
Yeah. My friends and I used to collect, you know, the like little calling cards that sex workers hand out to people. We used to collect those and play card games with them.
Wow.
You've activated my trap card.
At the trap house.
something dentata. You eat the trap.
Yeah. You're not. Yeah. Yep.
I've seen that movie.
Ew.
You know what, honestly, I bet it's relatively safe, though, going through official channels.
Well, yeah, it's got to be regulated.
Yeah. And they're required to get regular testing and always wear condoms.
Yeah, exactly.
Unrelated to condoms. There are some things money can't buy.
For everything else, diamond. There's Visa.
Oh!
You're on the right track.
Oh, shit. Okay, there's something money for everything else.
Hold on.
MasterCard?
Hold on.
It is MasterCard.
Okay, I was like, it's a credit card.
Man. Which I found weird, like, that a credit card ever needed a slogan that had to sell itself. The egg with a personality.
Tamagotchi.
It's a good guess, but no.
That's a really good guess. Is it one of those, like, egg substitutes, like egg beaters or some crap like that?
It is not food.
No.
So I would not be surprised if it has not been eaten at some point.
Tamagotchi.
Still no.
Okay, so it's not like a Kinder Surprise egg.
No.
Okay. The egg with personality.
I feel like the container. What you were saying as she was saying no.
No, I was just trying to, because it's like, it is a thing inside of a thing, and it's the thing that's shaped like an egg with something else inside of it.
Is it like the...
This is fascinating.
Is it like the Lull dolls or whatever?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I give up.
I'm totally stumped, but like the description of it...
It's a weird slogan because the egg is like the least interesting part of the product. It's Silly Putty.
Oh. I even thought about Silly Putty. I almost said Silly Putty. Oh. Nobody's going to believe me.
I believe you.
I believe you as well. You know why? Because you're actually not real great at lying because you are such a genuine, honest person. So if you say that, I believe you totally.
Yeah, acting is truth, not lying.
There you go.
I played with Silly Putty so much. Like, so much.
And I
much.
Can believe some kid has eaten Silly Putty at some point.
Some kid definitely did. Some kid somewhere out there definitely
some
did.
Some child we do not know.
Yes, that is not involved in this conversation.
That sounds some real kid. Suspicious. Which one of you ate Silly Putty?
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Some kid thought way too far outside the bun.
Ooh.
Think outside the bun is Taco Bell.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Couldn't use the other one that most people would know.
What, Run for the Border?
No, something Moss. Liv Moss.
Oh, Liv Moss.
What?
You'll care on Taco Bell?
That one.
Oh.
We all love Taco Bell. We're like, which era of Taco Bell? We talking decades? Like,
here's the history of Taco Bell slogans, y'all.
Well, at least one of us worked there, so. All right, Sammy. You got this one.
Oh, no.
You ready?
I'm ready.
It does what Nintendo don't.
Sega.
Is it specifically
Can it be more
the,
specific?
The Genesis?
Sega Genesis, yeah,
it is,
exactly.
It is specifically Genesis, yeah.
Wow.
I don't remember what marketing term they had, but it was, you know, they have more Super Crushes or whatever than the Super Nintendo.
Super Crushes?
I just made that up. There was some term that they claimed the Genesis had more of, though.
Oh.
And I think it was
complete
yeah.
nonsense. Open happiness.
Open happiness?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember this particular...
It's some kind of candy, maybe?
It's got a lot of sugar.
Oh.
I'm going to say Hershey's Kiss.
No.
Damn.
It's a liquid.
Oh.
It's a liquid? Purple stuff.
Yes, it was purple stuff. The slogan for the other thing next to Sunny D.
You haven't had it, so it's not like something well-known like Mountain Dew or something.
Haven't had what? Who hasn't had it? I've definitely had this.
Oh, I thought. Okay, never mind. I don't know. One of my meds makes me really confused, so I don't know. I thought you said something about that.
Okay, it's Coca-Cola.
Oh, you've never had
that
Coca-Cola, this?
That makes sense.
More than meets the eye.
Transformers.
Yeah, I mean, I had to put that in there.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not?
But if you ever go back and watch those commercials, they were very creepy. The kid, like, gets an like auto-tuned creepy voice and their eyes glow as they say that.
Oh, weird.
The San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni.
Damn yes. it. Yeah.
Rice-a-roni.
It's not the opening to Full House.
San Francisco treat.
No! The song came to me before the... before the product did.
This one's also a jingle and is going to be a race. The best part of waking up
is Folgers
in your cup.
So the temptation is to say the word or sing the jingle.
Yes. Yeah. So I you know, simply can't, I don't think, mention too much about this because we'll dox ourselves.
Oh,
but
I know what you're talking show choir.
Yes.
I thought the same thing.
There's no way. There's no way we would ever lose that.
Yeah. That was an award-winning show.
Might as well just give all three of us the points. You're not even playing, and you get points, Ness.
Right?
All right. I'm in third place. I haven't actually been keeping track, but sure.
Neither have I. It doesn't matter.
Netflix is a joke.
That's an Isn't that an actual, like, name of someone's comedy show?
It's possible.
I thought it was.
I'll look it up after.
Yeah.
Wait, Hulu, maybe.
Nope.
Peacock.
Nope.
Dang, I don't know.
Netflix.
Yeah, I was like, I'm...
This is their own slogan.
That's some high-key self-awareness.
Yeah, it was like a Grammy stunt. They took out a bunch of billboards, and it was like a white billboard and black letters, and all it says is Netflix is a joke, so that people would, like, Google it or whatever.
Don't they also... It's also like a stand-up festival or something, isn't it, too?
It's entirely possible.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. I don't know much about it, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... Yeah. Anyway...
make every second count.
It's not like...
This is something I do not use.
Roll it.
That's what I was going to guess, like watches?
I have no idea. No.
Swatch.
This is apparently TikTok's slogan.
What?
Which could just be induce ADHD.
Yeah.
Wacky, wild, blank style. I would be very surprised if you figured this out.
Everything is
wet.
Everything coming to my mind.
Wacky,
is
wild, wet style.
I'm thinking doggy style.
Gross.
You should have known. You should have known. Animal
this
style.
This is for children.
Oh, God, no.
This is a child product.
Oh, is it going to be like lip smackers?
Inflatable.
The dazzler.
Inflatable style.
Dude, man.
It's not a fashion thing.
Oh. Well, then I have no idea. I have no guess.
I have simply no clue.
Yeah.
This is Kool-Aid.
What?
Specifically,
what?
The, like, plastic thingy bottle. The plastic bottles of Kool-Aid.
Oh.
And I guess they liven up your lunchbox.
So, wet was kind of correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
It is a fluid.
I am family friendly.
I am not.
So easy a caveman can do it.
Geico.
The only slogan I know of that has become a failed sitcom.
Wow.
You can be anything.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I figure this is one you could probably figure out if you thought about it hard enough.
The only thing that comes to mind is... I can fuck twice as hard.
Wait, is it like Photoshop or something?
No, it is a physical thing. How can I give hints without giving this away?
Is it like a costume company?
Say the slogan again?
You could think of them as costumes, but not for people.
Oh, so you can be anything.
What? Think of it as if you are saying this to the product.
Is it green screen?
Oh. No.
I got nothing over here.
Lego.
It is a toy.
Ooh, Kinex.
It is not a building toy.
Lincoln Logs.
Barbie?
It is Barbie.
Whoa, that makes sense.
She's had so many careers.
All of the careers.
I get it now. Yeah, she's had so many careers.
I cannot read what I wrote. Oh, tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Meow mix.
Meow mix.
Yes.
Meow, meow, meow.
I think
meow,
the
meow.
Song is their more known slogan, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The happiest place on earth.
Disneyland.
Disney World.
Ooh,
either one. I don't think it matters.
Wait, really?
It might be specific, but I didn't check.
Oh, okay. I was like, is it specific? Because we said two different, I mean, they're different coasts even.
Yeah, it's probably the same company.
Probably Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Company. So.
Disney. That's right. It's the company. Ness is going to be pedantic like that. So it's, you're right, Sam.
This one's weirdly apocalyptic. When there is no tomorrow.
Say it again.
When there is no tomorrow.
What's Annie backwards? Ina. Enna.
What?
What are you going for?
There's no tomorrow.
But why would that be any backwards?
No, because Annie sings about tomorrow.
Oh, wow. That was a stretch.
That was a stretch. You feel limber now that you stretched?
I'm reaching for those half points.
I think you're probably winning anyway, well, no. Honestly.
The answer is not Annie backwards.
When there's no tomorrow.
Wow, I don't...
Every time it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, this could be one of those.
All right.
It's FedEx.
Oh, okay. Now that you say it, I do vaguely remember those commercials being on TV, but, like, I don't think we cared. We were too young to...
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, UPS started out as a college project.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was, like, a college paper about a business plan. He got a failing grade.
Wow.
They're like...
do you remember UPS's slogan?
Something about... Only Brown can do or something.
You're pretty close. It's what can Brown do for you?
There you go. What can Brown do for you? I know there was Brown and can. That's all I got.
This one, it's kind of a joke in itself, at least these days. It's free and always will be.
Huh.
The United States of America. Another joke.
True. It's free and always will be. Shipping, I bet.
No.
No, like... Another shipping company.
Still no. Damn. I didn't think you meant hooking up two fictional characters.
Yeah.
That is free.
I have no earthly idea.
Yeah. I'm
this like, thing is still technically free, but they make their money by selling your shit.
Like social media? Facebook?
Oh.
Yeah, it is Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's free, but at what cost?
Yeah.
Was that free?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that like Ness is saying?
I liked this one. Own a blank at the price of a car.
Okay. Is blank like you're leaving the company name out, or is it literally I want a blank at the price of a car?
It's the company name.
Dodge. It's the only one that's a verb that I can think of.
Well, Ford is a verb, but that doesn't make any sense.
Why does it have to be a verb?
Because... You want to do something.
Yeah. Is it something silly like I want to Kia at the price of a car?
It's not a verb. It's a noun. It's own a blank at the price of a car.
Oh.
Oh, that's... own a blank.
Oh.
I thought you said I want to blank at the price of a car, not own a blank. Sorry, I misunderstood.
Yeah.
I want to own a BMW.
I think this is a luxury car brand, but it's not BMW.
Audi, Acura,
Mercedes,
Lexus.
Oh, okay, listen.
Just gonna start throwing out names.
You haven't said it yet.
Mercedes-Benz. Wow. Oh, wait, Sam said that.
No, I already said that.
I mean, is, I'm not a is car it person. Saab?
It no. is a cat.
What?
A cat.
Oh! Oh.
Like the machinery?
Oh. No.
No, it's a name.
Cat?
She's not saying the company's called Feline. She's saying there's a company that is a feline.
Oh, my apologies. I thought she was giving us... Okay, sorry. Again, brain fog from the meds. My apologies.
No, that's okay.
It's okay. Jaguar.
Yeah.
Jaguar. That's... I could not think of it.
Yeah.
Just know that I was thinking it.
Okay. Okay. I'll write that down. This one's a trick question. See food differently.
Long John Silver's. Captain D's. Red Lobster.
No, Red Lobster.
Yeah. It's Red Lobster. I thought that would be harder. I shouldn't have said that it was a trick question.
Well,
it's a pun.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one's also a joke.
Oh.
We exist to inspire the world to play.
PlayStation.
Hasbro?
It is video game related.
Ooh. Sony. Microsoft.
Nintendo.
It's a developer.
LucasArts.
Oh, EA.
There you go.
We have to talk about this real quick.
What? About Electronic Arts?
That this is not accurate to them at all anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
That these days it's we exist to inspire the world to pay.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, y'all know who just recently bought EA. Right? Ness, surely.
Do I know?
I don't.
I might have heard it, but I can't recall right now.
Saudi Arabia. I'm not talking about... I'm not saying there's a company based in Saudi Arabia that bought it. No, no, no. Au contraire. The government of Saudi Arabia bought EA.
Like the royal family that lives in the mansion with like 19 bathrooms.
Not even. I'm not saying a royal person privately bought it. I'm saying it is owned by the Saudi government.
Oh, wow. That's wow. Weird.
It's
so no more military games making the Middle East look shitty.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a sane washing campaign.
Oh, okay.
It's part of an economic drive to diversify how they make money to, you know, do things other than oil. But they can kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, because they can take a lot of propaganda out of it.
Exactly.
I'm sure I have, but I can't definitively say I've played an EA game since, like, Madden 95.
Everybody has to know that now. I don't know what to do about it.
Along the same lines.
There's no call to action.
This isn't that same sort of vibe. Do the right thing.
Oh, my God.
Crap. This sounds, again, it sounds so familiar, and I know when you say it, I'm going to be like, ah!
People have definitely made jokes about this.
I just keep saying it in my mind. I have no, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna be so pissed.
This was the company slogan for Google.
I knew it. Wait, wasn't it originally Don't Be Evil?
Maybe. I don't have that information in front of me.
How the turntables.
Did you find it?
Yes, it was originally Don't Be Evil. And then in 2015, they changed it to Do the Right Thing.
Oh, my God.
And they still can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, you can define the right thing as evil.
Yeah.
Just depends on your perspective.
So the slogan should just be Do Evil.
Yeah.
Dangerously cheesy.
Oh,
cheese it.
Yeah.
No.
A fish.
A fish?
Kraft mac and cheese.
Goldfish.
Oh, I thought this was going to be a quick one. Jeez.
The Kraft macaroni and cheese, Kraft I think they're right.
No.
Oh, what?
No.
You were closer with Cheez-Its.
Crap. I know this.
Nutter Butters.
Shit. Think of it in a low voice with a guy in sunglasses.
Cheetos.
Oh,
And that was actually a good hint because I thought, Cheez-Its, wait, Cheetos. Cheetos!
Bet you can't eat just one.
Lay's.
This is the snack portion. It is Lay's.
Pringles. Oh, no. Yeah, but Lay's those Pringles.
That's once you pop a kid's.
Do you know? Yeah, there it is.
Apparently, my fat butt knows food.
Pringles are so good.
Yeah, the potato product, because they're not allowed to be called potato chips.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that was a big thing. There's like a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because they have too much
gross
filler in them.
What's the brand of potato chips that you get at Jimmy John's?
I don't care.
They're really good.
The CEO's like gross.
Aunt May's or something? No, it's Aunt Vicky's. Aunt Vicky's. Yeah, they're not owned by Jimmy John's, are they?
I mean, if they're in there, they probably have some sort of partnership.
Jimmy John's is gross? For real?
The CEO is?
Meh.
Do you not know
isn't
this?
Isn't he like a big game hunter?
Yeah, and then he poses naked with his kills. He's disgusting.
Well, I remember that. Yeah, what a weirdo. That's just a weird thing to do.
Creepy.
Speaking of gross weirdos, eat fresh.
I'm doing okay, thanks.
Subway.
Jared was not the product.
No, Jared was not the product.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
They're never going to live that down.
No.
No. Well, I mean, it wasn't their fault.
I have actually been to the Subway that Jared Fogle lived above that he went and ate all the sandwiches at.
Really?
Ew.
Yep. It's in Bloomington, Illinois. Or Indiana.
Yeah, these days they're just known for being too expensive and kind of garbage.
Yeah,
like literally, that was just not that good.
That was another one, I think, that got in trouble because the bread has a bunch of filler in it, too.
I think I heard that, too,
yeah. I don't remember exactly, but...
Yeah, there's that whole thing about their tuna not having any tuna in it.
Yep.
Ew. I do love a good tuna sandwich, man. Yeah. Penn Station and...
Hey, the power game on.
Hey! All right, next one.
The king of beers.
Isn't that Budweiser?
That was Budweiser.
Okay.
I couldn't do their other famous slogan because it's just the frogs saying the name.
Oh, gotcha.
Budweiser.
The champagne of beers.
Miller Genuine Draft.
Miller.
Correct. It won't slow you down.
I don't think I would have ever. No, I don't think I would have ever known this, maybe.
No, yeah, I don't know either.
Coors Light.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the darkness comes light.
What?
Maglite?
Ooh, that's a good guess.
That is a good guess, but it is not correct.
Okay.
It's probably some pretentious bullshit.
I could see the users of this being seen as pretentious.
Night Bright.
What?
No, it's Guinness.
Oh, I forgot what we were doing. Oh. We're on beers now. Okay.
Night Bright.
Wait, wouldn't that be better suited for, like, a Guinness Light? Because out of the darkness, Guinness is dark, comes light. And so, like, here's a light version with fewer calories.
I bet you somebody on their internal team said that and was pushed out a window.
Also, like, there's nothing light about Guinness. It is dark in color. It is heavy and thick. That's what makes it so good.
Yeah, but it is a play on words.
Yeah. And everybody knows the slogan for Light Bright was turn on the magic of colored lights.
Turn on the magic of colored lights.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the end of the beer section.
Okay.
I think I've gone through the whole list.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Okay. Maybe it's blank.
Maybelline.
Yeah.
That was it? Was that the last one?
I'm looking. Every little thing is everything? I'd never heard this one.
Every little thing is everything. Micro machines?
That's a good guess.
Polly Pocket? I'm trying to think of little things.
You could get this at Micro Center.
Oh.
Say it again.
Every little thing is everything.
Intel.
No.
Dell.
Not that inside. It is Dell, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what that means. It's just word salad.
Do you guys remember the Dell kid that used to be like, dude, you're getting a Dell?
Yeah, yeah.
I went to NYU with him, and people were so mean to that guy.
Why were they mean?
Because people are mean in general.
Oh.
That's true.
Wasn't there a scandal because he, like, smoked weed or something? And they're like, oh my god!
What? Are you serious? Weed was a scandal?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
That's
yeah, right. Yeah.
This natural plant is scandalous.
What was the one that came in the cow box?
Dell.
It was Dell, yeah.
Was it Dell? Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
And my first computer was a Dell.
Mine was an original Mac.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little tiny, like, 12-inch screen, and we used to play Math Blaster, and it was like an 8-bit, really shitty movement, and that was, my mind was blown.
Oh, yeah. So, this really is bullshit. He was arrested for possession in 2003, and that was the end of his career. He must be so angry right now, in particular.
He must be smoking so much weed right now.
Man, that's
Mac's
so
original
shitty.
Slogan was a computer for the rest of us. Another of his slogans was get a Mac. Okay.
You know, that's a fair slogan. And I respect
more companies
that.
Should do that. Get a Ford.
Buy our Taco Bell. Yeah. Speaking of Taco Bell, I made my own tortillas yesterday.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
So the opposite of Taco Bell.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I accidentally make my own tortilla chips all the damn time because I... So, when you warm up... I have a tortilla with breakfast every day, but, like, when you warm it up, you do not microwave it. It makes it chewy. So, I put it in the toaster oven, and I put it on, like, 200 degrees for, like, a minute just to warm it up. That way I could do other stuff while I'm doing that. But sometimes I forget that my toaster oven is old and doesn't automatically turn off at zero. Sometimes it stays on.
Oh, no.
And so I'll be like, oh man, I made it crispy again. So then I just overbake it and make chips and throw them in a bag.
Or you should just make a tostada. Yeah. All right. Well, that was pretty much random. I'm Sammy.
Pretty much random. Oh, sorry. I'm Alex.
I'm Ness. And that was pretty much random. Genuinely didn't remember how to end that.
I don't think we've ever really cared to have any consistency on that, which is itself kind of funny.
Yeah. That's the point, is that we don't have to. This is just a fun hobby podcast among friends, so who cares if it's consistent?
Yep. You can stop recording if you want to.